Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm eager to learn.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I'm doing great and ready to help you out. How can I assist you with voice AI today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I'm familiar with Dasha.ai as a platform, but I don't have details on specific partnerships like Vector Solutions. Could you tell me more about how Dasha AI works and what makes it stand out? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Of course, take your time. I'll wait.
Tell me more about taking time and waiting.
Sure thing. When you ask me to wait or take a moment, I'll always acknowledge it politely, like saying, "Of course, take your time." And then I pause so I don't interrupt you. This way, you can gather your thoughts or check something without feeling rushed. It keeps our chat smooth and respectful. If you want, I can wait as long as you need.
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, great question. If I imagine 12 months from now using your service, it would mean my lead generation is running smoothly with AI that sounds genuinely human, no awkward robot vibes. I'd see more qualified leads, higher conversion rates, and ultimately a nice boost in revenue. Plus, less time spent chasing prospects means more focus on growing the business. Sounds like a win-win, right? What do you think makes Dasha AI stand out to deliver that?
What do you mean by sounding genuinely human, and why is that important to you?
Ah, good point. By sounding genuinely human, I mean the AI talks naturally, like a real person with natural pauses, intonation, and even a bit of personality. It's important because people connect better with conversations that feel authentic, not robotic. That connection builds trust, making prospects more likely to engage and say yes. Plus, it keeps the experience pleasant for everyone involved. Does that match what you aim for with your AI?
Tell me more about building trust and making the experience pleasant.
Absolutely. Building trust is like laying the foundation for any good relationship, especially in sales. When your AI sounds human and listens well, prospects feel understood and respected, not just like a number. That trust makes them more open to your message and more willing to take the next step. Now, making the experience pleasant means keeping the conversation smooth and friendly so people don't feel pressured or annoyed. Together, trust and a pleasant experience create a positive vibe that encourages engagement and loyalty. How do you see your AI helping with that?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Well, some common challenges businesses face today include generating enough quality leads consistently, managing follow-ups efficiently, and scaling outreach without losing that personal touch. Also, juggling time and resources to keep sales teams focused on closing rather than chasing cold leads can be tough. Does your AI help tackle these issues directly? I'd love to hear how.
What are all the ways those challenges with leads, follow-ups, and scaling are affecting your business right now?
Ah, great follow-up. Those challenges can slow down growth by causing missed opportunities, like leads slipping through the cracks or prospects losing interest because follow-ups aren't timely. It can also drain resources, with sales teams spending too much time on repetitive tasks instead of closing deals. Scaling without losing personalization might lead to a drop in customer satisfaction, which hurts reputation and revenue. So it's really about efficiency, effectiveness, and keeping that human connection alive. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those missed opportunities and resource drain impact your day-to-day operations?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities mean potential customers who might have been interested just fall away, maybe because they didn't get a timely call or follow-up. That can be frustrating because it feels like wasted effort and lost revenue. The drain on day-to-day operations comes from sales reps juggling too many tasks, leading to burnout or less focus on high-value activities. It can slow down the whole sales cycle and make forecasting revenue less predictable. Basically, it's a mix of lost chances and operational inefficiency that holds growth back. Does that resonate with what you're experiencing?